Yes, it is. It's your time. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. Today is Monday, December 19th. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you today, hallelujah, to come get your blessing. Our topic for this morning on the Morning Motivation broadcast is Visualize Your Greatest 2017 Right Your Way to Your Happiest You. Visualize Your Greatest 2017 Right Your Way to Your Happiest You. Our scripture for this morning will come from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, and then Job chapter 8, verse 7. While you are getting that word ready, I remind everyone that we are wrapping up our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we have counted down to our most fruitful 2017. And our teachings for the remaining of this year will be in alignment with that challenge. If you have missed any of the days, you can go back and catch up and read Rejuvenate Your Spirit on our website at feeldfire.com. That's www.feeldfire.com. Now, you should have your word ready. Let's get into this. We are going to Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, chapter 2, verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Then Job 8 and 7, and I'm reading from the KJV. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. What is our topic for today? Visualize your greatest 2017. Did you hear what that scripture said? Though your beginning was small, your latter end, your latter days, your right now should greatly increase. Write your way to your happiest you. Now, I want to tell everyone that the lines are open. They will be open through the remainder of this teaching. So if at any time you have a question or a comment, just press 1 on your phone and I'll bring you into the call. But what we've been doing for the last week is actually writing our 2017 vision, also known as a goal or a New Year's resolution, you know, tomato, tomato. And I have taught you over the last week a few things about this. Number one, it must be able to be articulated in one sentence. Excuse me, I apologize. One sentence, one goal. And I gave you an example of my 2017 vision. I apologize to everyone. I had a little cold yesterday, so I apologize for coughing. And then number two, that it had to include 5 components and only those 5. Number one, do you remember? Remember, all lines are muted, but call it out at your home. Number one was what? Spiritual. 2 was relational, or included your family. 3 was professional. 4 was financial. And 5 was recreational. I then told you a few other things about that vision statement. It had to be realistic. It had to be measurable. It had to be something that applied only to your life, because you're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. You had to involve those important people of your household in that vision. I told you as well that it had to be achievable, meaning you should only have 3 to 5 action steps. You could not overwhelm yourself with this. And I gave you my example. I also told you the layout, that you had to have this written down, as we just heard the Lord command in Habakkuk. 3 things. What did he say? Write the vision, make it plain, and then run with it. So we are now at the point to run with it, because we have written our vision. We have made it plain, because we're moving toward those latter, greater days, right? That fruitful 2017. Now we got to run with it. So today, I want to talk with you about the steps to run with it. How do you run with it? The first thing is that you must keep your vision in front of you. You must keep your vision in front of you. I know that sounds very easy, but think about it. As the year goes by, what generally happens is that all of the things that we've planned out, we begin to allow clutter to come back into our lives, and we put those things on the back burner. Just think about even last week. How many things did you say you'd have done at the beginning of last week that you did not even touch? You did not even accomplish by the end of last week, because you did not keep those things in front of you or in your vision. So you need to keep your vision posted somewhere, somewhere that you will see it every day, whether that's in your kitchen, whether that's in your bathroom, your bedroom, maybe keep a copy at work, but you have to always keep the vision in front of you. Think about when an athlete is running a race. The ribbon is never behind them. The finish line is never behind them. Even though they're running the whole lap, the place where they're trying to end up, it's always there. And if they're running 4 or 5 laps, there will be a clock there showing them the time. Then there's something showing them how many laps. Why? Because the finishing line or the goal has to always be in front of them. And that's what I'm saying to you today. Keep the vision posted, because it's a reminder to you every day of what you must do. Number 2, you must amend it or update it as necessary. One of the great things about a goal is that it is changeable if the circumstances of life dictate that change must occur. For example, if under financial, your goal was to save at least $12,000 next year, meaning at least $1,000 a month, but you end up getting another job with more money, then you go back and increase that goal. But if some catastrophe occurs, on the other hand, that comes in and maybe it affects your finances, you and your spouse or your kids, or if you're single, you may have to look at the goal and say, something has occurred over which I had no control, which requires modification. So I'm going to go back and modify the goal. That does not make you a failure. It makes you smart. It makes you wise. Because what it says is that I understand that the vision is for an appointed time, but there are some things that are only under the control of the Lord. And if it was outside of my ability to control it, then I have to modify it. Maybe you plan something special to do with your spouse every day, but something happens at work where you can't do it that day or that week. Don't allow a spirit of condemnation to overtake you that you have failed. You just say, well, no, this is something I couldn't control. So maybe next week I can do 2 things, or maybe this week I can still do something, but it won't be as long or it can't be as expensive. Understand that the goal is modifiable. It is not a failure to modify. Number 3, work it. It does no good for you to write it if you won't work it. It does no good for you to plan it if you won't execute it. Run with it. It does no good for you to sit here and have put all of this time, over 80 days, into counting down all clutter, if you won't work it so that you can run with it. And then the next thing is stay focused. Stay focused. There will be so many things that will come up to distract you. But you have to be a person who just zooms in on visualizing your great test 2017, that you're moving to your happiest you. And if you're at your best, your happiest you, then your marriage will be at its happiest marriage. Your children will be at their happiest times. Why? Because everything is falling into place. And then the last thing is, don't equate life changes with failure. And I touched on that earlier. Listen, things will happen. You and your spouse may argue. That's not a failure. Your kids may get a bad grade one time. That's not a failure. Do not equate just anything that happens with failure. I need to give up. There's no need of me doing this. No, that's the time when you get your second win. When you're running the race, you get your second win. When the attack comes, that's when you say, I can do this. As I like to tell my my brother, you are made for this. I love it. You know, whenever there's an attack come, I'll say, straighten your back up. You were made for this. This is the mindset I have. When attacks come and adversity, there's no need for me to just fall over and die. Now, I'm going to tell you I'm human. I'll respond to it naturally. And that's okay, because even Jesus wept despite knowing he would raise Lazarus from the dead to show us that it's okay to have emotion. He didn't say, don't be angry. He said, be ye angry and sin not. So I'll get angry, or I might get sad, or I might cry. It's okay to let the natural process take its place. But all throughout that, the ultimate truth that I never forget is I was made for this. Because if God be for me, he's more than the whole world against me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It didn't say it wouldn't form. It said it won't prosper. I can do this because I was made for this. So I'm encouraging you today to remember these steps. And the last thing I'm going to do is I'm working on a way to make this mobile for you, the vision, so that you could actually be able to plug this into a small book or a small application on your phone so you can really keep it in front of you. And I hope that by Tuesday or Wednesday, I will have this ready and you'll be able to download it. And for those of you who are tech savvy, you'll be able to keep your vision in your phone, everything that we've done, or maybe make it a downloadable book or application. But by this Wednesday, it will be ready for you. I can guarantee you. So now you have written your vision. You have made it plain. Our focus today was that you'd be able to run with it by visualizing your greatest 2017. That's the incentive that will make you stay on the path, is keeping that in the forefront of your mind, writing your way to your happiest you. I didn't have anyone press one, so that makes me think no one had any questions, but I appreciate all of you being on the call. So let's get ready and go into prayer, because the broadcast is only 15 minutes and our time is wrapping up. Dear Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Our souls love you. We magnify you. This is Monday morning, and Lord, we are on fire. Hallelujah. We come this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we realize that you are so great. You said our latter days shall be greater than our former days, that at this time, our territory shall expand. So we come this morning submitting our ways to you, our mind to you, our flesh to you, our will to you. We come submitting our day to you, our lives to you. Lord, we just come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We come believing, God, that you are here to send down your latter rain, your latter glory upon our lives. We realize, Father, that there are less than 2 weeks left in 2016. You have enabled us to day by day remove all clutter spiritually and naturally in our lives. You have given us the ability to guard our mental health so that we move into our most fruitful years, our greatest years, our days of plenty and prosperity in every area of our lives, not just financially, but God, we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed when we rise. We are blessed when we lie down. We're blessed at home. We are blessed at work. We are blessed in our marriage. We are blessed in our singleness. Our children are blessed. The fruit of our hands are blessed. Everything we put our minds to is blessed. Lord God, our tongue is blessed. Our thoughts are blessed. The words we speak are blessed. Those we encounter are blessed. Everywhere we go, hallelujah, the blessings of the Lord abound. Because we are now moving into our great test, 2017, our greatest part of our lives, our happiest years, our happiest day, our happiest Christmas. This is it. Hallelujah. It's our time. Now, Lord, I lift up every caller this morning that you touch them, you bless them, and you do exceeding abundantly above all they could ever ask or think. Father, you open the windows of heaven and you pour them out blessings such as they have no room to receive it. Father, you just come in and do the impossible today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to see you on the call tomorrow. Please invite someone because we're going to be encouraging people this whole week as they come up to Christmas. 6:30 a.m. Eastern. This is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. You can catch up and learn more on our website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And I will have everything ready for you by Wednesday so that you'll be able to plug this in and keep it in front of you. I don't care what happens today. Everybody listen to me. I don't care what comes against you today. These are your greatest years. Today begins your happiest day. So your task for today is to just walk around and say, this is the beginning of my greatest. I don't care what happens. Smile at it, laugh at it. Say, it's okay. I was made for this. This is the beginning of my greatest. Visualize your greatest 2017. I will see you in the morning. Go get your blessings.